Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, this is Lewis Fine, and as always, we have a great show for you today with Kevin Guz of Homevestors Dallas. Kevin is going to be talking today about a very compelling topic, and that is making the transition, the defining moment when you go from having been a part-time residential real estate investor to a full-time residential real estate investor. And Kevin is going to walk us through that process and the steps that are involved in making that transition, and of course include some topics and references to his own transition from a part-time to a full-time residential real estate investor and a Homevestors Dallas franchisee. With that having been said, let me bring Kevin on the program. Kevin, welcome.
Thank you, Lewis. Glad to be here.
So let's dive into this by going through the steps and arriving at that defining moment where you then become a full-time residential real estate investor.
I think this is relevant to existing part-time investors or those who are maybe not even yet a part-time investor, but would like to be one so that they can ultimately reach that full-time investor goal. So whether you're a part-time investor and trying to become a full-time investor, or whether you're not an investor at all, but your aspiration is to become a full-time investor, I think this topic's very relevant because there's no silver bullet, there's no single answer, but I'm sure you're wondering, gosh, is my full-time investment status or ultimately reaching that goal dependent on how much time I spend investing? Does that make me a full-time investor? Or is it based on how many houses I buy? Is there a magic number that once I buy a certain number of homes, I'm now considered full-time? Or is it how many houses I hold as a rental properties? Or is it defined on whether or not I have a full-time career or salary or job? Is that I don't? Does that make me a full-time investor? Or is it how much money I make as a result of my investment? You know, these are all questions that may be wandering through your mind as you seek to identify when or how or if you can become a full-time investor. And like I said, there's no single one answer. So today I'll illustrate how I evolved from a part-time investor to a full-time investor. And though my path may be very different from yours, there are principles and there are some common themes here that I think will apply to most people as they proceed through their part-time investing and ultimately become full-time investors, assuming that's their goal and assuming that's their objective. For me, very simply, the defining moment came when I realized I had a clear idea of a business strategy with respect to my real estate investment versus simply an investment strategy. And what I mean is I was a part-time investor for many, many years. I had a full-time career. As I gained more experience and gained more knowledge and gained more commitment and motivation and was more and more willing and confident in my investing, it became very apparent to me that as a part-time investor, my primary focus was simply earning a return on my investments or an ROI. I would buy a house, I'd keep it as a rental, and I had an objective of earning a certain percentage return on that investment. No different than most people's perspective or goal when it comes to investing in anything, whether it's stocks, bonds, or real estate. But as I continued at my time as a part-time investor, I realized, hey, wait a minute, there's a business model here. There's a business strategy versus simply an investment strategy. And it's centered and was anchored in a profit and loss statement or a P&L and not necessarily simply in an ROI. Or a return on investment. And it became very clear to me that if I was willing and able and confident and committed enough to begin to invest more in my business in the form of operating expenses, I was going to be able to take this part-time investment strategy to a full-time in business model. And what became very compelling is as I continued to explore that concept of a full-time business model, I was able to see, you know, literally mathematically, how this investment strategy could become a business strategy and ultimately generate enough profit on that P&L and even exceed what I was earning in my full-time professional career. And when that became clear to me, that was the defining moment when I realized I have an opportunity to transform this part-time investment strategy into a full-time business model. And that's exactly what I did. And if you peel it back a little bit and get into some of the mechanics of, well, Kevin, what made you realize how to mechanically or tactically transform that investment strategy into a business model? What was it? What light bulb went off? What revelation did you have, or what clarity did you ultimately find that enabled you to do so? Well, for me, it was identifying and understanding that it was scale that I needed in order to move from a part-time investor to a full-time investor and business owner. And when I say scale, I simply mean it was the volume of deals, the volume of real estate deals that I was executing. As a part-time investor, there was a time when I was buying one house a year and very happy to do that. And it was a great way to learn and understand and experience the ins and outs of real estate investment. But as my knowledge and my expertise and my desires and my commitments increased, and as it became apparent that I could create a business from this, I realized I wanted to go from one house a year to one house a week. And that's the scale I'm referring to. And in order to get that scale, I had to find those deals. And in order to get those deals, I realized I needed to get more leads. And this is no different than the mentality of any other business out there. You know, the objective is to get leads or customers, to seek out unique opportunities and more opportunities than your competitors so that you can grow and build your business. So in order to get the scale, I had to get the deals. In order to get the deals, I had to get more leads. Distressed sellers, people who were motivated to sell their homes for cash as is quickly so that they could become attractive investment properties for me. Well, it's not rocket science, but to get those leads, I needed to start marketing. I needed to start advertising. I hadn't done that before. As a part-time investor, I bought my properties right off the MLS. I used a realtor, and I bought properties on what is known to investors as the retail market, where everybody goes to buy properties, right off the MLS, right off realtor signs and yards, et cetera. But I realized I needed to start marketing in order to get those leads, and I needed to market direct to sellers. I needed to seek out and find those motivated or distressed sellers who were willing to sell their properties at deep discounts in exchange for cash as-is purchases. I could provide a service to them, satisfy their objective of getting out of their homes. They didn't want to go the traditional route. I knew these people were out there. I needed to market and get to them in order to purchase those homes and in order to grow my business to a full-time business model and in order to move from my position of one house a year to one house a week as a full-time investor. And so tactically, what that marketing looked like for me, and this was really the mechanics or the game changers that moved me or scaled me from a part-time investor to a full-time investor, it was the marketing. And it came in the form of direct mail, you know, mailing letters and postcards and handwritten notes directly to motivated sellers throughout the Dallas-Fort Worth area, where I'm currently a home investor franchisee and full-time investors. It meant exploring, understanding, and investing in internet marketing where people could find me as a home buyer, as a real estate investor, and they could contact me with their situation and with their property and that we could talk about me purchasing it and solving their problem and meeting their objective. I tell you, to this day, 50% of the homes I buy come from those two marketing avenues, direct mail and internet marketing. 50% of the homes that I buy today, not on MLS, off market, so to speak, come from those direct marketing efforts to get to those leads that ultimately convert to those deals that give me the scale to make a full-time business model work. And I do a lot of other things, too. I do billboards here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I advertise in the newspaper, whether it's in the content sections or even in the back classifieds, where people advertise things they want to buy or things they want to sell. I advertise for things I want to buy, and it's homes. There's also all the other traditional things like yellow pages or door hangers and bandit signs. The list goes on and on of different things that you can do to market and advertise your business, to gain that scale, to get those deals, to generate those leads, to take you from a part-time investor to a full-time investor. But I'll tell you, none of this comes cheaply. And this is the second key point here, is I mentioned earlier the transition from a part-time investor to a full-time investor was rooted in the mind shift from simply seeking an ROI or a return on investment to building and delivering and executing a profit and loss statement or a P&L. Well, that meant I was then going to have to commit to spending money in order to make money, spending on operating expenses, just like this advertising and the marketing we've just talked about. That's a huge expense. And to this day, it's what changed my business, but it is my single largest operating expense is this advertising, the direct mail, the internet, the billboards, the newspapers, et cetera, et cetera. But it is the thing that changed my model. Incurring expenses in order to drive profits, in order to gain that scale, in order to become that full-time investor and business owner. To put some perspective around the size of the scope or the significance of the investment, I can say that to this day, I spend over $100,000 a year on generating these leads that create these deals, which create this volume, which gives me the scale to succeed as a full-time investor. And yes, that's a large amount of money, but it's no different than any other business. I guarantee you 80, 90, if not 100% of the businesses you go ask, their marketing and advertising is probably, if not their largest expense, one of their largest expenses. And it's no different for me. And so in conclusion, if or when you seek to transition from a part-time investor to a full-time investor, remember, at the root of it, it's when you realize and you understand and you are committed and you are motivated to move from a mentality of simply getting a return on your investment to actually pursuing a business plan and a business strategy with a profit and loss statement, where you're investing in the form of operating expenses in order to gain the scale to drive your business to whole new levels, farther and much more beyond your current part-time levels. And it's that scale and that investment that's going to unlock the profits for you that are ultimately going to allow you to create an income that exceeds your current income. And once you combine that business strategy with your ability and your willingness and your commitment, both financially and professionally, to a full-time real estate business, I guarantee your transition to a full-time real estate investor is going to be destined for success.
As always, excellent points, Kevin, and you've addressed them methodically, and that is a true roadmap for transitioning from part-time residential real estate investing to full-time residential real estate investing. And the tools and the skills necessary to do so, you have articulated with a great deal of eloquence and insight. Thank you.
Thank you, Lewis.